Hello?
Hey, Jack?
Yeah, this is Jack.
Hey, Jack, this is John with Local Splash, the Google partner. I don't know if you remember
Oh,
me. I spoke with you in January, the beginning of the year.
sure. Yeah, I don't recall. I
Oh,
had
okay.
about 500 Google people call me.
Oh, okay. You asked me to follow up with you about putting your company on the first page of the Google search results through local SEO efforts. We're a premier Google partner. And I know at the time you wanted me to call you back because I know you just invested some money into like Postcards and Home Advisor by Angie, but you weren't really
Right.
sure if that was like a long-term game plan for you. And I remember I offered you a discounted pricing structure on our packages to kind of get your foot in the door. But did everything go well with Home Advisor by Angie's and the Postcards that you invested into?
Good question. So I'm not going to move forward with Angie. I think
Okay.
there's a little bit of money left in my car. I got to pause now anyways.
Okay.
But no, I'm not happy with the results of Angie.
We talked
Not the
about that
results.
briefly, but I didn't
Yeah,
want to bash him, so it was like a timid, hey, I've heard good and bad kind of response.
I don't have time to chase people 50 times, you know? I mean,
Right.
if you don't catch them just right, they're gonna have five people hounding them and so anyways, I didn't really get good results from that or want to do that every time. So.
Yeah, I know it's a struggle because they actually get their leads from doing Google advertising in this area, but yeah, they sell the lead to like five guys, so it doesn't exactly help you if you're not the guy that gets the job. You just end up paying a lead fee for nothing.
Right.
I don't know if you're familiar with
Anyways.
like Upright Roofing and Construction though, but they utilize a premier Google partner like us. Same thing with Dimensional Pro Construction. And they just list themselves
Okay.
independently on the first page. And it just lets the customers call them live instead of having to pay per lead or deal with the leads going to multiple other people. And we
Right.
customize what services we list you for. We like tailor it to your business. So that way each lead that you get, they had to have punched in that service and be within 50 miles of you in order to even get your Google business profile with your phone number and be able to contact you.
Well, that's great, except I'm a brand new company. So for
Right.
me, I don't want to advertise like one review and 0 years in business, which
Right.
Google
Well,
does. They put
that's more of a
that's the
reason though
first
to
thing.
do it, not less, Jack. 'Cause if you're not getting the exposure, how are you gonna build up to that point? Everybody starts
Well, the
somewhere.
postcards are getting me the exposure. That's the thing. Yeah, the
I hear
postcards
you.
are getting
I mean,
me the thing. Yeah.
I don't want to debate you, but I've been doing it
Yeah.
for 12 years, and it's a lot
Okay.
different if you're coming from the experience side of it of actually trying
Okay.
Google and saying, I don't think it'll work, versus
Yeah.
I've seen guys that go from like just an idea to a full-fledged business in 6 months because they have first page placement. At the end of
Really?
the day,
Okay.
people are seeing you when they're looking up roofing. You got about a 30-second window before they start calling guys trying to set up appointments to get a quote. So
Yeah.
if you're not in that conversation, you miss out on getting those quotes altogether. And then like I said, Home Advisor by Angie's, they're getting their leads from that. So it's
Okay.
not an unknown thing that
Right,
people are
right.
searching on Google for a roofing contractor, But
Right. No, I got
if
you.
your name's not out there, it's not going to help. Even if you have one star or one review and less than a year in business, like you're saying, it's better to be in that conversation for people to consider. Some people might think, hey, this guy might have a better rate because he's just getting going, or he might
Right.
not be as busy and be able to take on my project. And so they prefer that guy that's just getting going.
Right. Hey,
So as
odd
long as we
question though,
document everything.
is your number what's your phone number?
877-635-6225. I had texted you back in January, like early January.
Okay. All right, so let me I mean this is more your timing is better now.
Yeah, you were thin
So
last
your
time, you were saying.
company is Google Splash, right?
Local Splash. Here, let me
Oh,
refresh this
okay.
for you so it comes up to the top of your messages. Here. I'll just send you this text here. Yeah, so the package that I offered you was mimicking some of the local companies like Upright and Dimensional, but they're paying $5.99 for their package, which obviously they can afford, right? They've been around for a long time. They've already have a bunch of clients built up from being on that first page. It's a drop in the bucket for them. But for you, because you're just getting started, I cut the rate down to just $2.99 as part of what's called a new in business credit. So I basically cut your rate in half, and then since you already had a website and we didn't have to build one for you, that allowed me to waive all the setup fees on it. So to get it started, you're only looking at about $10 a day. I'm telling you, if you could pair it to Home Advisor by Angie's or those postcards, so I was trying to tell you a month and a half ago, it'll blow it out of the water. It's really apples and oranges. I mean, you hand somebody a business card, and then by the time they're having a roof problem, they forget it's even in their wallet. They just pull out their phone, type in roofing contractor. And then Home Advisor by Angie's, they're just selling you leads that they're getting from being on the first page. But the people who click on that, they know they're going to get like five quotes. So they're usually price shopping. You're competing with four or five other guys. So it's like, if we could brand you independently, it'll put you in position. You get live calls, real people, real time. You just got to nail it down. And, you know, even just one of them is going to offset the cost of it for the next 6 months. You can just keep doing it as your long-term marketing solution.
$10 a day times 30 days.
It's $2.99 exactly, Jack. There's no other charges. For everything.
There's no other charges?
There's no other charges. Yep.
Oh, I see. You just broke it down. 30 days would be $10 a day.
Right. And it's month to month. So everybody that we work with, they're coming back on their own each month. They're not required to sign some 3, 6, or 12 month contract.
Okay. And, that's really, so I didn't look at your website. So I do want to look at your website, but you know, I will pay a lot of attention to it because, like I told you, I'm already nixing the Angie. I'm pretty committed to the cards, the postcards, but I think these can work hand in hand. So I don't think that's, you know, a problem doing both.
Yeah, 100%. Like I said, it's the most up to date form of marketing and advertising. It's actually proven if you look into it, the most effective form of advertisement for the last 17 years.
Yeah.
Just because you're catching people that are actually looking for a roofer. They're not just random people like coming across a billboard as they're going down the highway, you know?
Right. I'm just looking up your company now.
Okay.
Local Splash.
Yep. That's it.
Fountain Valley, California.
That's us. Mm-hmm. Been in business since 2004. And then if you look up Google Building One, we're right down the street from them. So that's why we have our Google partnership. We report to them. They record our conversations. They oversee all our operations.
Wow. So did I tell you they rejected me a couple times?
Yes.
My link set up a Google profile.
We got to unsuspend it. Usually it's name, address, phone number, and website issues. They didn't give me an exact issue or reason why. Obviously, once we start managing the profile, though, and we get into that Google business profile, we'll be able to identify the reason, get it unsuspended, get it verified, and then we'll put that on the first page. That's actually what they're seeing on the first page is a condensed form of that Google business profile.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's not a problem getting that fixed is what you're saying.
Not at all. Yeah, we submit more companies to Google than anybody in the country.
Really? Okay. That's cool.
Yeah. All usually right. People have their business and they're just getting it set up and they need that profile to even exist for people to find. And so they request verification and we have a whole department downstairs that just focuses on verifying new companies throughout the U.S.
So why didn't you tell me that first time?
I did, but you spent $3,000, you know? So I was like, okay, he spent a bunch of money already. He needs to kind of get his return on investment before we talk about adding. But I did note you to call you back the next time we had an opening in the area. So,
okay, we're here. So what's your name again?
My name's John. I'm the director here.
Sean, okay.
No, John with a J. Oh. J-O-H-N, like the Bible, yeah.
All right, gotcha. Okay, good. So what's the Generate 10X leads now? services, local SEO, Google, is this Google Ads or Google Guaranteed we're talking about?
We can provide those as well. What I'm following up on is a local listing. Those are the guys, the three guys that show up next to the map there on the first page. Yeah, the Google Ads is pay-per-click, and the Google Guarantee is pay-per-lead. Typically, you want to have at least 5 verified reviews, and then obviously your Google Business Profile, we got to unsuspend it. So if you do want to go into like Google Guarantee or Google Ads later, I'd recommend it maybe after like a month or two if you want to have like even more exposure. The only time I'd really recommend it is if you're saying, hey, I want to cover more than 50 miles. And then
how do I pull up? You said Upright Roofing will show up in there?
Yeah, just type in roofing Northlake, Texas.
Okay, let me try it.
You always want to role play like you're one of your customers, you know? Like, what are they looking for? Roofing or leak detection or, you know, shingle roof, asphalt roof, whatever.
Brought up Google Guaranteed first.
Of course, yeah. You'll see like Buford and Rocking J.
Presidio, like Performance One, Buford, Rocking J. Yeah, there's a bunch of
them. Well, those guys are doing pay-per-lead. Like, we can get you into that, too. Pay-per-lead ones, it can be a little more expensive, though. They're paying kind of top dollar. And a lot of times, those guys, it might say serves Northlake, but they're not actually in this area. They're just trying to capitalize on some of the jobs over here. But Google charges them a lead fee for each appointment that they set. So we'll actually call you with the customer live on the line. And then if you agree to actually go out and give them a quote, then they'll deduct the lead fee from a balance. They usually want like a 13 lead balance. Leads are, you know, usually around $75 on average.
So where I'm not seeing any of where will I be? I don't see where I'd be showing up on here.
You don't see the map pop up in the middle of the screen and then the three top businesses next to it?
It just has Upright Roofing on the right. Let me keep going. Maybe I got to go way down here. Google, it's not on the first page at all. Yeah, there's no map on the first page.
That's interesting. It should be there just underneath the Google Guarantee, guys.
All done.
Mm-hmm.
Let me try.
But Upright is the one who's using this actual campaign, the Google Places campaign.
All right, so sponsored is first, Google Guarantee, then there's Angie.
Right, okay, that's what I was trying to point out to you, though. You saw Angie's up there, and it's crazy because Google's not putting themselves on Angie. Angie's putting themselves on Google because they know this is what people do.
Okay, so it's showing Upright Roofing, Redbird Roofing, and Dimensional Pro Construction.
Yeah, exactly. Right, so you'd be like basically where Redbird is. Your main competitors are Upright and Dimensional right now.
Okay. Oh, Redbird's gone?
Well, I'm not supposed to say that. Again, we're on a recorded line. But obviously, once we have you up there, you could refresh the page and the search results, and you'll be able to see who rotated off. But I kind of broke our own rules there.
I got you. So that's fine. I will always show up in this
We keep you up there consistently. And roofing is just one search phrase. We list you for 15 search phrases. They're called keywords.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all related to roofing business, right? I mean.
Yeah. You get to hand select them. You get to hand. We have an interview where we interview you. We go over all the services you provide, and then you have final say. We want to target actual clients that you would take on. Like if you specialize in shingle roofing, for example. One of your keywords we want to be shingle roofing, so that way those people are able to actually see you, you know, get your information.
All right, so what are the stipulations? I have to get some reviews up there, okay?
We'll help you gather reviews for sure. So there's a tracking system, an app that we have, where you can text old gold clients once we have your Google Business Profile and suspended, of course, right? You got to do that first.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they can't write reviews anywhere. But we can send that text message to old clients that you've had. Once it's up and running, it'll ask them to just put a star rating and, you know, what they think of Luxury Home, and they could just go ahead and type it in and submit it. And then obviously as new clients come in, we'll continue to send those messages out at the completion of every job. But there's no way to, like, fabricate the reviews. They're verified reviews.
can, do they have to complete the job? My point is, can I get a review? I do things like
they can review you at any time, Jack. It has to come from their email. So the reason the text is so convenient is because most people are already logged into their email. So when you text that to them, they could just pull it up, put the star rating, type it out, hit submit. If they're on a computer, or you tell them, hey, go write a review for me later, now they got to look you up. They got to make sure they're logged in. You know, it turns into a process.
No, that's cool.
Yeah, we can gather them.
When would this go live then? You got to get it restored, my profile. You know,
yeah, that's the only hiccup. So, you know, it's going to take us probably about 5 to 7 days just to unsuspend and verify, because you have to go through the verification process. It usually takes about 5 to 7 days just to verify a business anyway. There's a form that you got to fill out. It's called the Google Verification Form. And I'll ask you to send in like license, insurance, business registration if you have it. You know, we want all your documents. So we can ensure the people who are finding you, we're not connecting them to some fly-by-night company, you know?
Right.
So you fill that out, and then there's also an interview that we'll do to customize your campaign, and then there's also a pin that's going to come to you in the mail. I don't know if you see those little red dots on the map kind of indicating where the business is.
Uh-huh.
Google mails you this letter. That's the slowest part of it, because the letter has to come from California all the way to Fort Worth area. So.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's why we say 5 to 7 days, because there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it we'll need from you when it comes in. So month 2 is going to be more profitable than month 1, Jack, because you won't have to go through this whole unsuspension verification process again.
Right.
We'll probably be able to get you leads sooner than that through Facebook and some of the other things that we do for you. But, you know, I'm telling you, once it's up and running, you'll never go back to using anything else.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's been the most profitable way for every business owner to advertise for the last 17 years. It's not just roofing. It's everything. Like if you look up pizza and then you get these guys, and 90% chance you pick one of those guys that's right there on the first page.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. No different for roofing.
That's great. That's great, John. All right. So what kind of contract do you have?
Month to month. I offered you month to month last time. So.
Yeah,
I'm honoring.
Is it a one-page contract you send me? I want to actually read the contract.
It's not a contract, no. There's no contract because it's month to month. We will send you like a subscription terms, so that we have documented everything you're getting. But there's no contract. It's truly a month-to-month agreement.
All right, can you send me the terms then?
Usually, it's automatically sent out when you sign up. Let me see if I can manually send one of them to you. Let me see. It's not going to have, like, the right numbers on it, though. It's just kind of like a blank version of it.
Is it part of the sign-up process, basically?
Yeah, it's called our initial invoice message. So it usually comes out, like, right as I process the payment, it auto-generates the agreement and sends to you, and then you have to sign off on it after you read through it. But here, I found a link. Let me see if I could see how this looks. It's really more of, like, a detailed receipt than it is like a contract.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, did you send it?
Yeah. So if you click on that link right there.
Okay.
Obviously, if you sign up, it's going to send you another one. But
first terms of experience.
Yeah, that's what it is. Terms of experience. So it'll talk about like Google business profile optimization, creating your new business profiles, managing it, claiming the existing one on behalf of the client. This is all just part of your Google verification process.
Now,
mm-hmm.
Are you telling me, like, if you were me, okay, mm-hmm. and I know you're a salesman, but
right.
If you were me,
mm-hmm.
you would just do this thing we're talking about right now. I mean,
as a roofer? 100%. Yeah, 100%. Especially when you're in the DFW area, you probably are going to end up turning into like one of the most profitable accounts, realistically, if you guys have the manpower to take it on. Because one conversion for you over the course of a month is like $10,000 to $15,000.
Right.
Where you're only spending $299. How many things in life where you could do that, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So, of course.
Yeah, is it going to just bring up North Lake or near me? Is it people like in Argyle's like right next to me is what I'm asking.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll be able to cover the DFW area. And that's what we want.
The whole DFW area?
It'll get you, you know, down like into the North Fort Worth area, a little bit North Arlington, Irving kind of area. I don't know if you're willing to go over into Plano.
I don't really want them.
You can customize it. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Same thing with your keywords. It's also geo-targeted. So if you say, hey, I don't want to show to these people, I don't go over there, then we can remove them from the service area that you're being advertised. That way the IP addresses over there don't pick it up and you don't get calls that are wasting your time.
Yeah, I only have 5 zip codes I'm going after. Anyway. I mean, forever.
Less work for us.
Yeah, good. All right.
Makes our job easier.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Good. All right. So let me do this. Can I call you back? Is this a direct number to you?
I texted it to you. If you go back to the where I sent you the terms, just underneath it, it has my direct number and extension.
Okay, let me look here.
Yeah, it's the same as the line I'm texting you on. You just have to hit extension 544.
Seasonal hold. This is good. I want to read all this. Live client.
Seasonal hold.
Seasonal
hold is more for like seasonal businesses. You guys don't really slow down. I don't think you need to do a seasonal hold.
I might next winter. I mean,
yeah, but I mean, realistically, if we by next winter, if you see we've generated, you know, over 100K of clients for you, are you really gonna have a problem paying us $299 each month?
Yeah, that's true. I may just not want to be bought. I may want to not work.
Well, yeah, I mean, we have annual contracts, and that's what a lot of the guys in this area do. But I'm trying to give you, like, entry level. Just get your foot in the door and show and prove so I don't have to sell you on it. It'll sell itself to you, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm coming at this month-to-month, pennies on the dollar thing is because I know you've tried other things in the past, and we're just trying to earn your trust. Once we earn your trust and we got you going, then it's like, okay, we could talk bigger numbers, and you won't mind that because we'll actually have something to show for it already, you know?
I hear you. All right, I think the big thing is going to be getting unsuspended and get and
that's worth $299 alone, or it should be to you.
Yeah, and then I've got to get the reviews though. I can't have zero reviews. I mean, that's
you know. Well, I mean, we'll try to harvest them from old clients, but the idea is like nobody's going to be able to write a review right now if we don't get you unsuspended. So that's what I'm saying. Like, the next week is going to really make some dramatic changes for your business if we get started on this.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I'm going to call you back by the end of the day.
Okay. That's fair.
I'm in the middle of a roof insurance claim. Been gotten waiting on this guy. We've got to get it resolved today. So I got to get that done. Okay.
Signing up's really quick, too, by the way. Like, whenever you're ready, it's going to take, like, 2 to 3 minutes just to verify the information, and then we'll send out the PIN verification letter, and then we'll request access to the Google Business Profile from Google and start working on getting it unsuspended. So it's pretty quick. It's not like I need you to do a bunch of stuff or hop on a computer.
Cool. Okay.
That's what we're here
for. That's even better. Then I might be I could do it sooner then. I'll do it. Yeah, I'll do it as soon as I get done with this thing I'm in the middle of, so maybe within an hour or so.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, if you want to give it a shot, I could get you set up now.
Well, I do want to give it a shot. I do want to read that terms, though, first.
Yeah, it's not a contract, Jack. It's month to month. And like I said, we always send you everything in writing. The actual one for you with the discounted pricing structure and all your products and features doesn't actually come out until you sign up anyway. But if you change your mind and you say, hey, John, I changed my mind. I don't want to do it. I feel weird about this. I'll reverse the transaction. And we could, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not here to snake anything.
So
I want you to want
it. What's the process? What are the steps to get signed up?
I just have to create the account, make sure there's no changes from what they currently have for that Google Business Profile that's suspended. And then I'll submit it to Google right away. When they receive it, they'll send you confirmation. So you'll get your tracking system. You'll get that outline of the service agreement in writing and then the Google verification form. And then obviously the Google verification form, when you have a chance this evening or tomorrow, They're going to want like license, insurance, business registration. And we'll also have an interview scheduled for tomorrow. So we'll circle back and we'll do the customization of the campaign, go over your keywords, the area you want to target, make sure it's customized and representing you properly. So it's a pretty easy process. We hold your hand through it step by step. You know, I got guys that are like 80 years old, computer illiterate, you know, and we walk them through it and make it work.
Okay. Do I need to be on the computer now?
No. No, right now, I just basic information I got to get from you.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do it then.
What's your last name, Jack?
Delory spelled. And actually, my legal name, this might cause a problem, too. I have my legal name and I have a nickname I go by. Jack is my nickname.
Okay. Well, I'll always call you Jack because my name's Jonathan, but I don't like being called Jonathan. So call me Jack John, you know.
But I don't remember. I might have put in Jack and, you know, if they look up, I don't know if they look up, but it might be.
Well, this isn't for the customer. So this is just for us to send you over the receipt, and that way you have it documented. You can write it off later.
Oh, okay. Well, let's use John. Yeah, that's the name on the credit card. So just use John.
John? Your name's John as well?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
How'd you get Jack from that?
Yeah, you remember John F. Kennedy that got killed?
Yeah.
He did it. So my parents got killed. That was the thing back then.
Gotcha.
That was before he got killed, actually, that they were big fans of his. And
I think everybody was, right?
Yeah, yeah. He
the whole reason they took his head off. Can't have anything good these days. What's your last name, Jack?
Delory, spelled Delorey.
Okay. And your business email where I could send everything in writing?
Yeah, Jack, J-A-C-K, at Hi, H-I-G-H, Tech, T-E-C-H, Roofer, R-O-F-F-E-R, .com. All one word.
R-O-F-F-E-R, not R-O-O?
I mean, no, R-O-O-F-E-R. Sorry,
okay.
You're right.
Yeah, no problem. And then, so it's just HiTechRoofer.com?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And then this phone number is the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yes.
Okay. How would you like the hours of operation for the business listed on Google?
Let's talk about that. What do you kind of recommend?
I'm all for like open availability because there's a little green and red icon and it's mostly calls. Obviously they know you're not going to just drop of the hat, end up on their roof same day or next day, but you know, we don't want to exclude you from opportunities. Let's say I'm a guy who have had this roofing problem. I get off of work at 6:00. I go home. I hop on the computer. I'm like, look, let me talk to a couple guys about this project. You have a closed icon up there. I'm not calling you. You know.
Okay, so it's mostly the prime times or the off hours then, right? Probably because that's better for the customer.
Usually they're working people. Like you and me, yeah. So they're at work during the day, and then they want to talk about their personal projects after hours or on the weekends.
Okay. So that's fine. Let's do, like, 8 a.m. to, I don't know, 8 to 8 or 8 to 10 p.m.? What are you thinking?
Yeah. I mean, 8 to 8 is good. You could go maybe Monday through Friday and then put maybe Saturday and Sunday by appointment only. So that way it looks like you're open all the time on Saturday and Sunday, at least for phone calls, not necessarily to work.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotcha.
That sound good?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. You can leave a little green icon on there all the time. You don't have to worry about it looking like you're closed. I'm sure you won't mind if you're... You know, you got to step away from church and then $50,000.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Thank you, God.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, you accept cash, check, card, and financing?
Cash, check, yes.
Okay. Financing options available upon request. All right, and then what's your street address where I could send your Google PIN verification letter in the mail?
Hey, can we go back? I think I do want to be closed on Sundays.
You want, okay.
Yeah, let's just close it on Sundays.
I can respect that.
And you can even put me open on Saturdays.
I'll leave Saturday by appointment only, Sunday closed.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. I don't blame you for that one though, too. My wife's like crazy about going to church.
Well, you got to have some downtime. I could work 7 days a week, but you know, I gotta force myself to shut.
Problem down. Is that I want to go play golf, but she wants to go to church.
My wife trained me about that a long time ago.
Yeah.
I don't even think about that anymore.
I think I'm winning because nowadays I tell her I'm going and she's just like, all right. She's giving up fighting.
Oh, see, I do mine on Friday.
I just tell her. I already booked it. I already booked it. Look.
Yeah. Oh.
It's already paid for.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, good thing you don't have my wife, because she wouldn't fall for any of that stuff.
Yeah. Well, our son's 5, so sometimes it's like, okay, just take him with you then, you know, and then she gets her alone time.
He's 5, you could start doing that. I used to take my son at 5.
Yeah.
You know,
he likes riding around the golf cart.
Golf cart, really they're about, you know, 2 feet tall or so. And,
yeah. I just got them off Amazon.
Yeah, they're great. And then he would ride with me till like 10 feet outside of the green, and then I'd drop a ball.
Let him putt. Yep.
Yeah. And
then that's what I'll do.
It was a blast.
I usually get it off the tee, and then the second shot I'll drop a ball for him, let him whack it. And then we'll go up there, and I'll drop on the green when I'm on the green and let him putt it in. He gets pretty happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun. That's awesome, man.
Yeah. He's actually not 5 yet. He'll be 5 on April 28th, so he's almost there. He's still a little tiny guy.
Yeah, he's an athlete then if he's hitting that ball around.
Oh, yeah. Well, I grew up an athlete, and his mom, too. My wife used to run track back in college. And then I played college football myself. But now I'm getting into golf, and one of my buddies from high school is on the PGA Tour. His name is Jake Knapp. He's laughing at me like, oh, you big old guy out there hitting golf balls all of a sudden. You used to give me crap in high school for playing golf.
Yeah,
it just grows on you after a while.
It's crazy playing with guys like that, isn't it?
It's just ridiculous. It's actually boring. I told him, I was like, this is boring. You just hit the ball straight, perfect every time. You just walk straight, hit it again, tap it in, move to the next hole. I'm like, this is boring to watch. Like me, I end up in the trees over here.
You know, I played with a guy like that. He was actually he was a pitcher for. He got drafted by the Yankees. He didn't really have a great pro career, but he made it. You know, to the big league. But anyway, he was a natural, unbelievable golfer. He actually should have been a golfer, but I couldn't beat that guy like single hole. I mean, one hit it in the water, and I hit a perfect drive, and I thought, this is my chance.
Mm-hmm.
And next shot was good, you know.
They always play the next shot. That's the thing. That's the difference between who's good and who's not, you know. It's just like, can you recover? Like, I've seen Tiger Woods be over in the trees, and he just hits this second shot through this tiny window, lands it on the green.
Well, this is like 500-plus yards hole. Mm-hmm. He drops his second, right? So one coming out of the water. He's sitting 2. He drives the green and he puts it in for a birdie.
Wow. Yeah, that's
my part. And I thought for sure I was going to win that hole. And I'm like,
that's where the athleticism comes into play. Because people ask me that all the time. I've only been playing for about a year, but I'll shoot like mid 80s. And they're going, have you only been playing for a year and you're shooting mid 80s already? And then they come out and they play with me and they go, oh, you could drive it 310 still. That helps. Yeah, the athleticism is still there.
You know what it is? You got a natural swing though.
That's what they
very few
balance.
People have that, mm-hmm. that, you know, that's not athleticism though. It's really hard.
Yeah,
you just
some people have it, some people don't.
With a natural born golf swing.
I remember the coaching pro, I had him come out there and I was like, okay, maybe I should learn how to properly hit a golf ball. So he goes, okay, let's see what you got. I just bought the clubs like a couple days before. And I just started ripping him. Boom, boom. He's just sitting there. He's going, good, good. He just taking all these pictures. He has a little camera behind me, and he's like, yeah, man, you're fine. You got all the distance in the world, you know. It's just maybe turn the hands in a little bit, things like this, work on the alignment. But as far as just the natural motion and getting the ball to fly, I was good with that. I was just learning how to aim and line up a little bit better. I had no idea how to read a green or feel out the chipping, so my short game was where I suffered a lot in the beginning. But that's just gotten better from playing so much over the past year, and now I'm starting to shoot mid-80s.
That's great. That's a lot of fun, shooting in the 80s, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I remember the first time I did it, I was stoked. I went from shooting like 93, 92, and then it went straight to 86, and I was like, I wonder if I could do that again. And I went back, same thing. But, you know, I noticed I was being real conservative. I was making sure that I wasn't hitting past the green. I would land it short and then play it short, going up, putting uphill, kind of taking reads properly, understanding red, white, and blue on the flag, and the flags in the back, the front, you know. There's a lot of things I had to learn, pick up on before I started getting there. But once I started piecing it all together and playing smart and conservative, and then I stopped running into those crazy slices and problems, you know, finding more fairways. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just mental. It's really just mental. I had to get myself out of trying to bomb shots. Once I get in the fairway, I'm not putting any power behind it. I only try to rip it on a drive. Everything after that is just focus on a smooth swing. Let the club do the work.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I played my best when I
calculate your yardage.
Slow, you know, just... I mean, really, that's it, man. You got it. Well, good for you.
Yeah, I love golf. I'm obsessed, if you can't tell. Sorry.
I've been there. I used to be. I'm not now, but I used to be a golf fanatic. So I know.
You know, I'm so obsessed with it. Now it's we're in Southern California here, so some days I get out of here at 3 o'clock, and some days I get out of here at 4, which is only like 5 or 6 your time. But the sun doesn't set starting like March 9th until like 7:30, 8 o'clock. So the days I get off at 3, I'll book it like 3:15, 3:20. I'll go straight there and play till sundown and then come home.
Twilight.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I do that all the time.
That's the best, Jack. All right.
Yeah,
oh, sorry. I'm getting sidetracked here. I know you said you had a project in front of you too. What's your street address that I could send this letter to you in the mail? It's called a PIN verification letter.
1316 Red Brick, one word.
Okay. Red Brick
Lane.
Why is Google not giving me anything here? Usually it. Oh, there it is. Okay. And that's 76247, right?
Correct.
Okay. Can I hide this address, or you want to leave it displayed? Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like a residence. Yeah.
A residence.
I always recommend hiding it if you do it from home, especially if it's a roofer. You're going to them. There's no reason for that to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So I have your profile created. Now I just got to schedule your client interview. Client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 45 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or you have any extra questions. What do you think would be the best time? I know you got a project you were saying in front of you now.
Yeah, so you're talking tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you could do today, I have some slots today in the afternoon, like 5 to 6. But
let's do it in the – no, tomorrow. I don't know how long. Let's do tomorrow around midday, if you got any around midday.
Yeah,
my
of course.
Time.
You tell me. When you become a customer, then we work for you now.
All right,
so.
Let's do 11 a.m. my time, which would be 9 a.m. your time.
Okay. We'll go 9 to 10. I'll send you a calendar invitation to your email here so you don't forget. And then I'll text you. I'm going to set up an automated text message reminder, too, 1 hour before.
Okay.
That way you get a good heads up. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. You always have my direct number and extension there. You could text me or call me right there.
Okay, great. And you said you're sending a meeting invite, right?
Yes, It's going to go to the Jack at HighTechRoofer.com.
No,
it's just over the phone. But they'll send you the calendar invitation for the appointment, and then the automated text message will come through about 10 o'clock.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. Sounds great. So
I just got to secure the first month's payment, and we're good to go until tomorrow.
All right. So it's a Visa card.
All right. Now, does this one say John Delory?
Yeah, John Delory Luxury Home Roofing, LLC.
Okay.
John P. Actually, there's a P in there.
Okay.
John P. Delory Luxury Home Roofing, LLC on the front of the credit card.
Okay. Let me make sure I add the business name to it. And then the billing address is the same as the street address we're sending your Google PID?
Correct.
All right. I'm ready for you.
4246.
4246.
3154.
3154.
2298.
2298.
5554.
5554. Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
10/29.
10/29. And then 3-digit code on the back.
493.
493. Okay. I got to do things by the book here. So there's a voice verification I got to walk you through. As I'm walking you through this, if I say anything you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction with your business.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Luxury Home Roofing, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
John Delory, CEO.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Say that again.
Yeah. So in layman's terms, right, I'll just keep it simple for you, Jack. We're creating a full online profile for you, so you shouldn't need anything else. And we're not telling you got to cancel Home Advisor or anything you already have. But what we want to avoid is any duplicate listings or you paying for something that you already have. Like if you create another Google business profile, it suspends both of them until we resolve the issue and we have to actually delete the other one. That makes sense?
Gotcha.
So basically after today, if you're going to add something online, we want you to give us a heads up so we can make sure that no suspensions are happening again or duplicates.
Right.
Or you're paying for something that you already have through us, right? Oh, you cut out there. What was that?
Facebook and Instagram. And
we don't.
Social stuff.
We're not going to touch Instagram, but you do get Facebook ads with this package that I have you on. So we'll create the Facebook page if you don't already have one. We'll host it. We'll do a biweekly posting on it, and then we'll run ads through it, too. So it's advertised to people who are either actively looking for a roofer or have looked for a roofer in the last 48 hours.
So you're going to actually create a Facebook profile
business
for me?
Profile. Mm-hmm.
Because I have one already.
Well, then we won't duplicate it. They're going to ask you for access to that.
But mm-hmm. it's suspended too. It never got a
No problem. Yeah, those are easy fixes for us. But we want to know about it and don't want to have any duplicate out there.
Yeah,
that's
the
main thing.
Okay, so that's cool. Yeah, I get it now. Okay, I'll agree to that.
Yeah, so we'll get access to that one, though, update it a bit, and then obviously run those ads, too, so you can get some clients from Facebook. But we don't do Instagram, just to be clear.
Gotcha. Okay, that's fine.
All right. And then the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I am supposed to recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up with us. But it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of long-term contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's February 24th, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, I have you on a full platinum package bundle. I've waived all setup fees on your campaign, and I've locked you in at this discounted price. So if you continue to move forward with us each month, it's going to renew on the 24th day, but you'll keep this price of $299 as long as you're with us. And then it says you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you do decide to discontinue our services one day, let us know before the next bill is due so we could stop the merchant processing machine from automatically charging you. And it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to process the payment here, and then you'll get everything in writing. It's going to come across via text and email. And then as long as you got those things, you can basically go back to work until tomorrow at 11 and 12, or 11 to 12.
Let's see. There's something disconnected.
Oh, yeah. It comes through automatically. So it'll look very similar to the one I sent you earlier, except for this one will actually have your name, the actual pricing structures, the actual products. So it'll be
I don't need to approve this one. It's already approved verbally from what we just did, correct?
Well, yeah, but you still sign it. So we like to have that. And then in your tracking system, when you log in, it'll actually have the terms in the settings there. And then also in the settings is your Google verification form. So you're going to want to log into that, and that's actually where you'll submit your business information for us to verify you. Not now. I know you're busy today, but when you get a chance, whether it be this afternoon or during the client interview tomorrow, that's fine, even tomorrow afternoon. But we do want to get on that as soon as possible.
Okay. That sounds great. Okay.
Okay. If you need help with it, just call.
Sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still here with you. So I'll walk you through it until I see you're up and running and doing your thing. Yeah. And then I'll back off.
Okay. And then, are you going to disappear forever or what?
No.
No.
So I'm your account lead, but I'm also not supposed to, because the calls are recorded. I'm not supposed to give you the impression that I'm the only guy you talk to, because we're 450 people that work at Local Splash, and we have specialists in every department. So sometimes if it's something that has to do with your Facebook, it'll be them who contacts you specifically about your Facebook, you know?
Okay. All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. No, I get it. I've turned it back.
But you do have my direct number and extension, though. So it's like, hey, if you want to run something by me, or you need something answered quick, or you want something done quickly, I'm still here for you. You could call in anytime.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Yeah, I'm a sales guy too, by
trade.
So.
Yeah, that's mainly what I do, but I also oversee. So I got like 32 adults I have to babysit. It's like a classroom.
How did I get you then? How did I manage to get the director contacting me?
Wait, say that again? Oh.
You said you have 32 people you're overseeing. Wow.
Yeah. So when I first spoke with you in January, you actually spoke to one of my representatives. Her name was Tara.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because of you being new, she wanted me to apply that discounted pricing structure for you to get you the new in business credit. And so you got transferred over to me. A lot of times they just handle it on their own. But if you want something discounted like that, then you have to go to a supervisor. So they go, okay, we have a spot open. We're trying to fill in this DFW area. Here's the list of the guys. And that's why I was like, oh, okay. I talked to him before. Let me follow up with him first, and then you guys can go after it. Now they won't even get the notification that there's a spot open because we already locked
it up.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay, great. Oh, that's a good move, man. Yeah, well, kudos to you for calling me back. It paid off for you. So.
Yeah, that's always the best way to go, you know? That's why I say, hey, start small, too. I was like, let me just get your foot in the door. I don't really have to be a salesman. It sells itself. A lot of times, the business owners, you just got to explain it to them because it's foreign to them until they do it, you know?
Right. Yeah. Well, my whole hang-up was the lack of years in business and the reviews, but I could deal with the reviews, so.
Yeah, everybody starts somewhere, Jack. If you just keep going, hey, let me put it off until I got reviews, By the time you're ready, you know, your competitors are going to be already up there, snag the spaces, you know. It's just one of those things where you do it the other way around. It's like, get yourself up there, then that's going to bring in the clients, and the reviews will just be a byproduct of that.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Awesome. All right, man. Well, thanks for calling, John. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Thank you for signing up. I appreciate you giving me your trust. I'm going to earn the other 99% here 1 month at a time.
All right, man. I'll if this is as good as you say it's going to be, and I tend to believe you, I'll I'll buy you a round of golf someday.
Hey, that's I'll hold you to it.
Yeah.
I'm going to log into your tracking system and say, hey, man, I see all these contracts you nailed down.
Yeah, it's as good as I hope it's going to be.
Oh, you're great.
If you were here, I'd just take you out and treat you to it, but I don't know, we'd have to figure something out.
Yeah, you fly you out to California. No, but I'm trying to get a gauge on, like, the size of your company, too, as we go. So that'll let me know, like, how fast you guys can complete jobs and things like that. And then, you know, obviously, I know you're saying you just want to keep it those 5 zip codes right now. But if you have capacity to expand, that's always what I'm trying to do at the end of the day. It's not just get people in, get their foot in the door.
Yeah.
And we want to grow the company. You know, a lot of times we see people
that
start out with a small business and then, you know, they got a medium-sized business covering a couple of counties. We like that.
Right.
Usually those are, you know, a couple grand a month for the company. So,
well, I my plan is to not go big this year, 2025.
Okay. Well, you can stay like this, too. I've had guys that just stick with their local listing like that, and that's really all they need, you know, and they don't want to hire more just for tax purposes or whatever.
Well,
you know,
it isn't that. It's just... I just want to build a great foundation, so I'm intentionally, you know, I'm going to automate every bit of it.
That's something too that I wanted to run by is like that Google guarantee, right? So like the Google guarantee, we're guaranteeing the homeowner that we've vetted everybody that comes to their property. So a lot of times these guys are like, the hardest part is finding good employees, right? Well, it's like, okay, if you're considering hiring this guy, send him over to us. Google has their background screening that they'll do on that potential employee that he's thinking about hiring as a part of his Google Guarantee program. So they get background screen and they're able to look into these people before they actually hire them full time. Yeah.
What about subcontractors though? Most of it's subcontractors that do the work.
Yeah, and that's different. They're not, if they're doing client facing, then we do need to vet them. But if you outsource it and it's not under your name anymore and they're going to be operating under their own name, then it's fine. We don't have to vet them. It's just the people who are operating under your name.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like they come out there in a luxury home roofing LLC t-shirt or decal truck. Those guys need to get vetted because that's part of what they signed up for, to get that $2,000 insurance and everything. That's why they're going with those guys.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll talk about that more later. I mean,
sure. We're like 2 months away from anything like that. We got to build up some reviews and get this going first, and then we'll make the offer.
Okay. Yeah, sounds great. All right.
Well, Jack, it was good speaking with you. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Take care. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.